Now, coming up this week, you have one more chance to register for Hillsborough Citizen Police Academy. Original deadline was today, but we've extended it until, or they've extended it rather, until Friday the 20th. So if you haven't yet signed up for that, you can get in on that. One of many things going on in and around Hillsborough this week and beyond. And joining us now is the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So Citizens Police Academy, for people who haven't signed up, I know we've talked about this before, but this is a really cool opportunity to learn about how police departments work and actually have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, and have a it is. You know, it's a little over a dozen folks and everything, and they'll get to hang out with some of the coolest people in Hillsborough, which are a police department, and they'll it'll be one evening a week, and then it'll go for 7 weeks, and you'll just look at a lot of different things, like how does criminal investigations work. You know, what's it like to be on a uniform patrol? What's drug investigations like? How is it that police officers engage with the community? Probably the most fun thing is you'll get to hang out with our two canines officers. So when you see those dogs, they are just amazing. So everybody who's ever been through this police academy just seems to love it, feel very connected to the community. It's a good way to help with your neighborhood and your neighborhood watch. So it's, you know, we want to make that available for Hillsborough citizens who are interested.
And this is for people who just want to learn more about how the police department works and get more involved in their community. This isn't like a police officer training program necessarily.
That's correct. Again, it's part of the, you know, a lot of people have, it can come in a couple ways. Maybe you have some questions about our police department. Maybe you're just really, really interested in the community. But it's a good way to just take an in-depth look of what's behind the scenes in your neighborhood of Hillsborough.
So hillsboroughnc.gov, the website, if you want to sign up for that, you can just go to the website and sign up there, right?
Yes, yeah, yep. Absolutely. There's an application that is right on the town website, and it is all very, it is all very easy, yes.
Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, I haven't, other than having a chance to attend. Sometimes I'll go to the sessions. And, you know, when we do our Citizens Academy, we have a session on police and fire, and it's only a couple hours, but, you know, that is amazing. I've had a chance, you know, as in the course of being mayor, to see some of these things, but I'm learning some new things all the time about our police department. And, of course, we've done dog demonstrations before, and or I've heard seen the drug demonstrations. We used to have a youth police academy. We sometimes do that during the summer, and so that's been very interesting. And, again, to see the officer who's on a motorcycle. What do they do about bikes? And, you know, how are we patrolling the park? So it's, there's a lot that goes on for a small town.
That's really cool. And those canine officers definitely are the coolest officers in the
town. It is. There's, yeah. And of course, it's, you know, one of the things that many things that are going on in Hillsborough. So,
absolutely.
You know, what we're in town, we've got these, you know, fun things that are happening, like our police academy. Of course, you know, on the board, what we're looking at is our budget.
Yep. And we've got Tom Stevens, mayor of Hillsborough, on the line. And that budget meeting is coming up on Monday, May 23rd. And that's going to be a public hearing on the budget. So what are you hearing from members of the public?
Well, you know, not nearly as much as, be honest, we would like. Let me say, I'll break it down. In terms of the entire budget, it is amazing. This is probably the biggest thing that we do. And we get very few folks who comment on the budget specifically. Quick recap, our total budget is, in the neighborhood of $23 million, so just over $9 million. That is our general fund, and then we have a water and sewer fund. So we have two different the way that the money's divided up, and so the whole water and sewer has to pay for itself totally out of fees. That's called an enterprise fund, and then all the other things that we do, which includes the police and planning and public works, that comes out of our general fund. That's about a $9 million budget. And what we're finding out is we're struggling with our own success, Aaron.
It's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of nice problems to have, but the thing is that there's lots and lots of interest in Hillsborough.
Right.
We've been very, very careful with their funds, but we've made a couple big investments, some of which are wastewater treatment plant, things like the Nass Street sidewalk, and in particular, Riverwalk. And those things have gone exceedingly well. We're seeing, you know, lots of new development, more houses coming in, commercial, and we're really expecting, you know, a lot more commercial, we think, is kind of just hanging out there on its way to us. But there's always a 3 or 4 year lag between when we see additional development and when we start seeing revenue from that development.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're finding is our revenue is very much flat, but the level of work that we're called upon to do as people were getting applications for development, as we're having to do all these things, that has been enormous. And I can't tell you how much I am proud of our staff who are constantly looking at their operations, looking how can we do things more efficiently, how we can do things more effectively. They are all... you know, I think we still have the same 7 people on public works, and it's just amazing what they have to do. But now we have parks and other kinds of projects that we're needing to do, and we're just really feeling the strain. So staff are doing very, very good job of making ends meet for the next few years until we you know, start seeing some of the revenue from some of this new development. So I think that's what the board is really struggling with, of trying to make some really hard choices. Of course, staff have been very, very good about, well, here's what we really need to do for additional planners, additional public works, additional police officers. What can we set aside? One of the things we'll probably be setting aside a little bit is some of the holding back a year or two on the plans for redeveloping the new town hall campus, just because we're just not in a position to do it right now.
Now, the budget hearing is next week, Monday the 23rd, and that's a public hearing. So head to the website again, hillsboroughnc.gov, take a look at the budget proposal and weigh in at that meeting next Monday. And I know we'll talk about that next Monday, too, is we'll be just a couple of hours away from that hearing.
It will, and we've talked about the stormwater. That's the other big thing.
Yes.
When I said that, you know, we don't usually hear a lot of comments, you know, specifically about the entire budget. We certainly hear comments. And we solicited a lot of public input about the stormwater fees and have made a lot of changes to what the structure of those fees are based on the comments that we've heard. And certainly as we're gathering more information, we've seen some changes to what those fees might be. So it is amazing, Aaron, how readable our budget document is. So it's a long one, but the entire document is online, and it's easy to sort of navigate through and find some good overviews of the budget, as well as, you know, getting down into the weeds for people who, as Abraham Lincoln said, for people who like the sort of thing, that's the sort of thing that those people would like.
It's actually a really striking and noteworthy that you've got a budget document that's readable and easy, because one of the things that I'm really becoming more aware of that, you know, you kind of knew already, but you're really becoming aware of it, just trying to make sense of all of these legal fights around, like, House Bill 2 and retention elections and all of these lawsuits that are going through the courts and all of these different fights that are going on, is just how specific they can get, like how very intricate and detailed the numbers are and the arguments are, and how nuanced and subtle they can be. If you really want to understand what's going on, you almost have to have a law degree or a public policy degree or something like that in order to understand really what's happening at any moment in an issue. So the fact that you can take it and make it readable and accessible to people who don't have that background is actually really good.
Again, kudos to staff, and you're right, particularly about the nuances of law. This is a financial plan. The other thing I'm very proud of is we have a 3-year, mm-hmm. multi-year financial plan, which is, you know, it's just important to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like certain things might make some sense or feel like it's a disaster in 1 year, but spread out over a couple of years, it looks a little bit better. Having a multi-year plan is very, very helpful. Again, it's readable. I encourage people to go take a look at it. Read the manager's budget message, and literally on just a couple of few pages, you can really get a good overview of the budget, and then it's pretty easy to find if there's something you're specifically interested in to go check that out.
HillsboroNC.gov is the website where you can go and take a look at that budget statement. Again, meeting the public hearing on the budget is next week, Monday the 23rd. A couple of days before that, Mayor, we got to let you go in a minute, but a couple of days before that is an event in Hillsboro at the Orange County Historical Museum, History, Mystery, and Barbecue. So what exactly does this entail?
Aren't you intrigued?
I'm a little intrigued.
Aren't you ready to go?
The history sold me. I think the mystery and the barbecue will sell everyone else.
Well, there you go. I mean, so this is, of course, this is going to be a joint meeting between the Orange County Historical Museum and the Orange County Hillsboro Barbecue and Mystery Brewing and Bonafide Sandwich, and they're just making an afternoon for some very reasonable priced food and drink. It's free admission. There'll be some open mic storytelling. We have a few folks in that are going to be talking about what's life like in Orange County, but most of all, go there free, get some good food and drink. Even though we're talking about barbecue, there are some vegetarian plates that will be available. And 20%
that's what the beer is
of the
for,
food
right?
and drink sales will go to the museum. So nice. It's going to help support the keeping the safekeeping of artifacts that we have here in Orange County. So encourage people to go. And, of course, visit HillsboroNC.com. And if you look on the calendar, you will find this will be at Mystery Brewing Company. Now, this is going to be at the mill, not at the Mystery Brew Pub that's over by Barbecue, but this will be over by the Mystery Brewery, which is always an interesting place to go visit. So that's worth taking a look at, too.
Awesome. That's going to be 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, right?
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
And again, everyone's invited to that, so head out and check that out. We'll be mentioning that again over the course of the week as well in case you want more details, but you can head online and check that out too. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, we've got to let you go, but thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a great week, Aaron.